You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
How does your garden grow?
It's time for Greening Out with Jim on 95BFM.
Morena Jim, IRL. Nice to see you.
Yeah, it's good to be here in person.
Oh, lovely to have you in here. And also, you just rocked up with some beautiful flowers from your garden.
Yeah.
In honour of Zoe's last week.
They're so pretty. Thank you.
It's a hat commiserations and celebration.
Exactly.
So one for each of you.
Yeah, thank you. I like my, sorry, your friend is leaving bunch as well.
Oh, I'm not going very far away.
Jim, it's nice to have you in the studio. We talked about floody gardens last week. What are we talking about this week?
We're talking about just regular things to do in the autumn garden.
Excellent. Oh my God, I can't believe we're talking about the autumn garden.
One week. Actually, less than 1 week. It's like five days or something today.
I refuse to believe that.
Stolen summer.
Got to embrace it.
There are nice things that go in the garden at this time of year, though. We had the big garden rip out on the weekend. We took out all the weeds. We took out all of the, you know, marrows that had been hiding under the weeds as well. We were like, oh, that's where all the cucumbers went. So, yeah, it's been a bit of a mish at our flat. What's yours looking like at the moment?
It's still pretty chaotic. Like, it's hard when you don't have all the time you'd like to give it.
Yeah.
I've got more, maybe, I think that's the thing about gardens, you should have slightly more than you can look after. And I definitely have done that. So it's chaos, but it's good chaos. Like, all those flowers are from the front part.
Yeah, and, gorgeous guys. We'll post a photo of these, I reckon, on the old Instagram so that people can see it, because they are bloody lovely. What have you got in there, actually? Walk us through some of these
There's
garden blooms.
The big yellow dahlia is Inland Dynasty, and then there's some Alstroemerias, Rudbeckia, Heleniums, Verbena bonariensis, and... I don't know what else, actually.
Some nice things.
Yeah. Oh, echinaceas. Cosmos.
Very lovely.
Yeah. General mix.
General mix of lovely garden stuff. What are you going to be putting in your garden? What should people be thinking about in the changing season?
Yeah, it's a really good time to sow some cooler climate vegetables, like a lot of brassicas, cauliflower and broccoli. You can sow kale and bok choy and parsley, and you should do all those in seed trays.
Okay.
Rather than direct sow at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
But you can direct sow rocket, you should sow lots of it, and coriander, and it's still probably sweet for basil. One of the kind of weird brain things that I have is now is a good time to be planting spring bulbs.
Oh.
So you plant them in autumn for them to grow and then come up in spring.
Mm.
So if you want to get ahead of it, plant lots of daffodils and freesias and have a really cool spring garden. It'll be the first kind of signs of life.
Daffodils are my favourite flower.
They're a very cool flower.
It's a nice thing to do for your mental health, I think, putting spring bulbs in the ground in the colder seasons, because you're putting a bit of hope in the future.
You absolutely are, and there is a future, and that's a nice thing to to remember.
It absolutely is. With the spring bulb planting, do you think it's necessary in Auckland to do any of the like chilling of the bulbs that some people do?
Certain kinds, yes. I think a lot of people put tulips in the fridge for a while first, but daffodils and freesians and stuff, there's no worries with
they
that.
They can just go straight in?
Yeah.
Nice. What's your number one, autumn harvest that you look forward to?
Well, I mean, this time of the year is when the garden's like kind of at its peak. Like everything's in flower. If you're really onto it, you'll have heaps of tomatoes and chilies and herbs. So it's a really, really cool time. My garden is not as productive as it was last year, but it's more ornamental. So I just have to keep picking flowers, and the more you pick them, the more they'll flower. So that's kind of what I've been up to. Out there, if you have a productive garden that's working really well, keep taking the laterals off the tomatoes and they'll put more energy into their fruit. You can start thinking about cover crops.
Okay, what would be a good cover crop that you would turn to?
So I really like mustard and also broad beans. I don't really eat the broad beans. I don't really know what to do with them, but they...
You can give them to me. I love broad beans.
Oh, really? Okay.
I
absolutely love a broad bean.
So, the cover crop is just something on the off season, on the slower season. You're not going to use your entire productive garden. So the rationale behind growing a cover crop is to keep the soil covered, and it also fixes a lot of nutrients that get depleted from all the really fast-growing fruiting plants.
Yeah.
So it'll fix all the nitrogen, aerate the soil more, and then late winter you can just chop and drop it. So chop it all down, leave it on the soil, the last few weeks of autumn it will start to decompose, and then that kind of like, I guess is a bit of a throwback to one of the earlier episodes of mulching.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
How to start your new garden. So it's like a, it's a cycle. It's all...
all comes
yeah.
around.
And then
yeah.
so you can add some more compost and mulch that, and then you're ready to start again in the spring.
Yeah, totally. So with sowing a cover crop, is there any timing you need to think about, particularly when you've, you know, you're putting in the plants that you perhaps are looking forward to fruiting and doing all that sort of stuff? Do you need to worry about any interactions between those two or not really?
They're generally fine. Just kind of sow pretty heavy, and then by the time they start coming up, a lot of your kind of summer fruiting plants will be going down, so you can
okay.
drop and drop all those as well.
Yeah, good time for
the
that.
Cover crop will just grow up and keep it nice and green.
Excellent. Mm. I've got to say, thinking of hopeful things in the garden and the beautiful flowers that you've brought in, we thought our sunflowers were done after the winds last week, and we managed to prop up three, and they've still got some sunnies
Yay.
On them, so that's been a nice thing. We sort of thought that they were all good, all gone now, but no, we've had a few salvaged.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it's been very good. The nice ones that grow like 17 heads on them. Looks Aww. Slightly alien, but yeah, very fun.
Jim, I have a question.
Uh-huh.
With daffodils, because uh-huh. I don't have a garden, uh-huh. I only have a balcony, mm-hmm. could you plant them in a pot?
Totally, totally. Same with tulips as well. Tulips in Auckland really need to be in pots because they do need the cooler things. You can put them in your fridge. But you can also do like bulb lasagna planting.
Ooh.
And there's lots of cool diagrams on the internet and in books of like how deep you should put the bulbs, and they often come out at different times. So you
oh,
have your,
cool.
your first run, and then the taller ones will grow up through there, so you can get multiple flushes in the same pot. So that's a really nice thing to do if you do live in an apartment and you just have, you know, pots on your balcony. Or
bulb yeah. lasagna.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
so good. Is that what you Google as well?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, bulb lasagna. What are your all-time favourite flowers that you sort of love to have grow in the garden?
I'm mad about dahlias at the moment. I had a colleague that I used to work with called Neve, and she put me onto growing dahlias, and it's become quite addictive.
Yeah.
So when they're available, I'm like, oh, I'm gonna get these ones, put them all in, and yeah, they're just like, yeah.
I mean, these
they're a fantastic
big,
plant.
These big yellow ones you've brought in, and the big purple ones, they're impressive.
So cool.
They're gorgeous, yeah. right? And they get bigger as well. Like a lot of the bigger ones got messed up in the storms, but yeah, just grow as many as you can. They're so much fun.
Grizzy sent us a nice text saying she picked her first ever sweet peas, have grown so gorgeous, just what we needed after these crazy ass times. Notice the cornflower babies have popped up after the last lot as well too.
Brilliant.
That's awesome.
And you can sow more sweet peas as well, so you can get them to flower throughout winter.
Cool.
Maybe it's a bit too late to sow them to do that, but if you buy them in punnets, they should be sweet.
Cool.
Yeah.
They are, I mean, sweet by name and nature. They smell
are.
So gorgeous.
Yeah.
Chuck those in your house and it will feel great when you come home.
There's a grower seed breeder as well called Dr. Keith Hammett, and you can go on his website, and he is a sweet pea breeder. So there's lots of different kinds and heritage kinds and all sorts of niche sweet peas. But also he does sunflower dahlias, which are really
Ooh.
Cool. And tree dahlias.
Okay.
Which are massive and totally just bonkers, but really fun.
Hot tip. Also a hot tip from a listener following on about the chilled tulips. The soil temperature should be about 11 to 12 degrees when you plant them to get the best results, they reckon.
So winter then.
Yep.
Yeah.
So chill them now, stick them in the winter.
Yeah. Sounds about right.
But all those daffs, they can go in. I'd like to know what people are growing in their gardens. Keep those texts coming through. Jim, thank you so much for coming in
yeah.
this morning.
Pleasure to be here.
Thanks for the gorgeous flowers. We'll post them up online so people can see them. And we'll see you next week.
Okay, day.
From the smallest seed grows a mighty forest.
That was Greening Out with Jim, only on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.